Hi, honey. I'm home. Did you miss me? Oh. How was it? Oh, God. It was amazing. Details. Weren't the texts and the pictures I sent not enough for you? Oh, well, where do I begin then? At the beginning. Okay. Well, I got to the bar first and ordered a drink for myself, nervously waiting for him to arrive. I sent him a message telling him that I would be waiting in a booth in the back. He replied back instantly and said he was on his way. And then I started to get even more nervous. I mean, it was really happening. So I gulped down my drink to try to help settle my nerves. And yeah, that's when I texted you. I'm so glad you convinced me to stay, babe. Oh my. What have we here? I haven't even gotten to the juicy stuff yet, and you're already busting out of your jeans. Well, take it out for me, babe. Ugh. That's better, isn't it? Oh, I want you to slowly stroke it for me. Yes, just like that. So, where was I? Oh yeah, I was sitting in the booth, waiting for my date to arrive. I could feel my heart beating in my chest. Part of me wanted to run out of the door and never look back, and the other part of me was more excited than the kid in a candy store. And then I spotted him walking through the door, towering above the crowd, and he glanced around until he spotted me alone in my booth. I saw his lips curl up into a smile as he made his way towards me, and I got up from my seat to greet him. I only reached halfway up his chest. God, he was so tall. And then he hugged me with his big, strong arms and leaned down to kiss me on the cheek. Oh, baby. His profile pictures didn't do him justice. He was chiseled like a Greek god, and any nerves that I had just faded away, replaced instantly by pure desire. We sat down and ordered some drinks while we made small talk, and seemed like just any other first Tinder date. He was kind and a gentleman, and that's when I texted you that I was going to try and take things to the next level. Well, I started off slowly, steering the conversation into a more flirtatious mode. His eyes lit up when I started to talk about sex and began to rub my foot along the inside of his leg. Oh, babe, slow down. Jerk it nice and slow. I don't want you blowing your load just yet. There's a lot more I want to tell you. Oh, yes, just like that. Nice and slow. So, yeah, then I was teasing him with my foot under the table, and started to get a little more nervous and hesitant with his answers to my questions. What kind of questions? Well, like, had he ever been with an older woman before? Where was the riskiest place he'd ever had sex? Stuff like that. He dodged a number of them and then excused himself and headed to the bathroom. Yeah, that's when I thought I'd blown my shot at things. Oh, I bet you were. But you don't look very disappointed now, judging by how stiff that cock of yours is. Well, luckily, after about 5 minutes, he returned and sat back down across from me. But before I could even say anything to try and salvage the situation, he asked about the wedding ring on my finger and if I was really married. When I told him yes, his face filled with disappointment, and he started telling me how he had no interest in being a homewrecker and got up to leave. I grabbed his hand before he could leave the booth and told him just to hear me out first. That's when I explained to him that this was all your idea. He didn't really seem convinced at first, so I showed him the text that you and I'd been sending. I had to. He was gonna leave. Yes, that's why I wanted you to send that picture. I needed some way to convince him. And then he said he still needed a minute and left the table again, and I was sure that was it. I started looking through my phone, ready to book an Uber home at that point. But then he returned, and he had more drinks with him, and this time he sat down on the same side of the booth as me. Oh, and I knew it was back on. He hesitated for a few minutes, but eventually he put his huge hand on my upper thigh before leaning down and asking me what our intentions were. I told him that you wanted me to go on a date with a handsome stranger and then suck him off, and just to see where the night goes from there. Oh, you should have seen his face, babe. It was like he just won the lottery. And I reached down to the growing bulge in his pants. He was already hard as a rock, and once I felt it, I knew I had to have it in my mouth. I couldn't wait any longer, so I downed the last of my drink and got up, sliding past him in the booth, making sure to grind my ass against his crotch. Oh, it felt amazing. And as I left the booth, I leaned down and whispered into his ear, "Ladies' room, 2 minutes." Then I quickly made my way to the bathroom and waited in one of the stalls. It was nerve-wracking. 2 minutes seemed like forever, and my heart was beating out of my chest. And then, finally, I heard the main door open and his soft voice whispering my name. I unlocked the door and pulled him in to join me. There I was, locked in a small dive bar bathroom with this hunk I'd met little over an hour ago. He didn't say a word, he just stood there with this nervous, deer-in-the-headlights expression. So I knew I had to break the tension. I reached for his belt and started to unbuckle it and undid his pants and pulled out his fully erect cock. How big was it? Well, I'd say it was longer than yours, but not as thick. I was expecting much more for such a big guy, but I wasn't going to complain. Then I dropped to my knees and started to stroke the length of his shaft. Yes, just like that, babe. Keep going. After stroking him for a while, I wrapped my lips around it and started sucking the head. It felt so good, so hot, and so fucking slutty. Yeah, babe, jerk that cock like that. And then I moved further down his cock, kissing and licking before I took the whole length of him in my mouth. Oh, God. And after a few moments of sucking, he became more confident and started to take control. He grabbed the back of my head and forced his cock deep and fast into my mouth. Oh, God. I was so turned on that I just had to slip a hand up under my skirt and into my soaking wet panties. Yes, that's exactly when I told him to take that picture. Did you like it, babe? Oh, of course you did. I bet you jerked off once you got it, didn't you? Oh, I love that. So, back to the story. Well, by then I was so horny that sucking him off wasn't gonna cut it. I needed him inside me. Yes, I did, babe. And I have more pictures to show you later, if you behave. I promise. And so then I got up from my knees and bent over in front of him, lifting up my skirt to invite him in. Ever the gentleman, he asked if I was sure I wanted this. Oh, if only he knew how much. And I told him to hurry up and fuck me before someone comes in. He slid inside me so easily, babe. I was so fucking wet. Oh, God, and he fucked me hard and fast. And it was rough. So fucking rough. And I quickly felt like I was gonna come. Oh, I just couldn't help it. He felt so good. Oh, God, he was so deep in me. Oh, I didn't want to wait. I wanted to milk his cock, and as I came, I started to moan uncontrollably, so loud that he had to cover my mouth so he wouldn't get caught. God, that made it even hotter. His cock roughly pounding me with his hand over my mouth. Oh, you look like you're getting so close, babe. Hold off just a little bit. I'm nearly finished. Oh, and my orgasm seemed to last forever, but I could still feel him pounding me, and God, he was still so fucking hard. Oh, and then he whispered that he was close in my ear, and I just had to. I got back down on my knees in front of him and unbuttoned my shirt. Just like this. Oh, and I told him to cover my tits with his cum. Oh, God. You should should have seen how fast it was jerking his cock off in front of me. Yes, just like that. Oh, babe, faster. Oh, and I pushed my tits together for him, just like this. Oh, and then he started to pump a hot, creamy stream of cum all over my tits, covering my sexy lace bra. See? You can still see the stains from his cum right here and here. Yes. Yes, babe, I want you to come for me. Cover my tits just like he did. Yes. Yes, babe, that's it. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, it looks like you made a much bigger mess than he did, babe. God, that was good. Now, I want you to come to bed when you recover, because I still have a lot of pictures from tonight to show you. Of course, babe. I'll tell you all about it again while we look at them together. Oh, thank you again, babe, for such a fun night.